Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, water temperatures are definitely dropping around the Black Hawk District. The lakes are still open, but you might find some skim ice in the protected bays and backwaters. The smaller wetlands are starting to freeze up too. But we're still a ways off from ice fishing, but it's never too late to start thinking about it. As this weather gets colder, we see less anglers out and about, and the fishing reports get a little tougher to come by. However, at Black Hawk Lake, anglers are still catching some panfish. It's not as good as it was several weeks ago, but it's still worth a shot. Crappies are probably the best opportunity out of all the panfish right now. There are a lot of 10 to 12 inch crappie in the lake, and anglers continue to do well for them. For bluegill, use a small jig with a piece of nightcrawler, fished under a bobber in 3 to 6 feet of water, and fish in places like Town Bay, from the stone piers and along Ice House Point, and also near the inlet bridge. The yellow perch action has been pretty decent in the last couple of weeks. Many of the perch are running from 8 to 10 inches, but there are a few that are making it up to 12. Try using small plastics with small power baits like crappie niblets, or pop out some perch eyes from the ones you've already caught and bait your hook with them. Night crawlers are always a good bait too. For a perch, look to fish around the inlet bridge, the stone piers, and the state marina. Well, there's definitely some better opportunities up north for walleye, perch, and pike. At East Okoboji Lake, the yellow bass bite has been excellent with good numbers of fish being harvested. Cast mini jigs or hair jigs, or use small baits tipped with wigglers. Don't overlook the evening bite from the docks as these fish will move in shallow at dusk. Good numbers of walleye are being caught with traditional baits, and there are good numbers of yellow bass mixed in with the catch. Anglers have been reporting good northern pike action on the lake, with the best areas being where there is flow coming into the lake. The yellow perch action has been good, with anglers using tube jigs tipped with wigglers from the docks in the evening. At Spirit Lake, the fall walleye bite has really picked up. Wader fishing has been a good tactic with the best bite during the evening. Dock anglers also report a good bite by casting twisters or hair jigs tipped with minnows. Good numbers of perch are being caught, but sorting is needed. Anglers do continue to harvest numbers of acceptable size fish. For those perch, use mini jigs tipped with wigglers or a minnow. Northern pike action on Spirit Lake has been good, and again, the best action is where you can find flow coming into the lake, be it streams or tiles that have flowing water. Now, with the cooling water temperatures come the return of our urban trout stocking program. Last week, we stocked about 1,500 rainbow trout at Moreland Pond, which is along Highway 20 and a few miles south and west of Fort Dodge. Earlier this week, we stocked another 1,500 rainbow trout at Bacon Creek, which is on the east side of Sioux City. Anglers caught a lot of trout the day of each of the stockings, but there are still more to catch. While we still have open water, casting lures like MEP spinners, Castmasters, and other shiny lures can be really effective. Fishing with a live minnow under a bobber also works. After the trout have been in the ponds for a few days, baits like canned corn or Berkeley Power Bait start to work good too. Now, there will be one more trout stocking in this general area this fall. Scharnberg Pond, up between Everly and Spencer, will be stocked on November 17th. Again, one of the best times to fish for these trout is right when they get stocked, so put the 17th on your calendar. Remember that you do need a trout stamp in addition to your regular fishing license to fish for trout, and the daily bag limit is 5. Well, pheasant hunters continue to report good success on both public and privately owned property. There are still a fair amount of corn in, which keeps the birds spread out and harder to find in areas where that corn is still standing. Watch those public hunting areas that have corn around them. As soon as that corn goes out, I would be looking to get hunting, as those birds likely moved right into the habitat. As always, don't forget to wear your blaze orange. Well, the rut is definitely heating up, and a lot of bucks have been observed walking around displaying rutting behavior. Those bucks get pretty dumb this time of year, and they won't think twice about walking in front of a car, especially if they're following a doe. So with the deer rut going on and a lot of field work still happening, keep your eyes peeled while you're on the road to avoid hitting any deer. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.